This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Some cities in Colorado put limits on how many roommates can share one home. But a new law signed by Governor Jared Polis on Monday will put an end to that. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
In Fort Collins, only three people can share a home unless they're family. In Boulder, it's five, but those cities and others may have to revise or eliminate their occupancy limits this summer. The new law says that Colorado's local governments can no longer set an arbitrary limit on how many unrelated people can live together. Instead, they'll have to have a justification, such as health or fire safety, before they enact restrictions on roommates. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The owner of the closed Return to Nature funeral home in southern Colorado now face federal fraud charges. John and Carrie Hallford were indicted by a federal grand jury last week and then were arrested in El Paso County Sunday on the new charges. The couple is charged with taking thousands in customer money for burials and cremations, but not performing the promised services. The building where they stored bodies is scheduled for demolition beginning today. The family of a man who died on I-25 after being tased by a Larimer County Sheriff's deputy is suing the county. They say their son's death was preventable. Brent Thompson died after running from deputies during a traffic stop. He ran onto the highway where deputies tased him. Thompson fell onto oncoming traffic and was killed by an SUV. His mother, Karen K. Thompson, hopes the lawsuit improves training for law enforcement.
Well, I think number one, maybe not tase someone in the middle of an interstate. That might be should be in the training manual.
The Larimer County District Attorney decided to not file charges against the deputy in Thompson's death. And this is CPR News. In Denver today, raining this morning, breezy later today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 8:06.